let's go a little bit weiter, another short story. Hahu gava the kaddish bekisha the yarka beshuka. There was once a man who was mekadish a ketana without the das of her father, and he was mekadish her in a specific way with kisha de yarka, with a bundle of yarakos beshuka in a shuk. So he has two strikes against him. He used a very cheap type of kedushin, which is vegetables, and number two, he did it in a shuk, which is also inappropriate. So Amar Ravina, afil mandamer choshish and sheba nitratze av. Even according to the mandamer, meaning Rav and Shmuel, who hold that in general, when a ketana accepts kedushin without the consent of the father, we should be choshish that there was some kind of kedushin because maybe he did give his consent. Hani mili, that chashash is only derech kavod. Is only if the Reuven, the chasan, gave the kedushin to the ketana in a derech kavod, in a respectable way. Of a derech bizayon lo, but if he gave her kedushin in a way that was derech bizayon, in a disgraceful way, then we would never assume that the father who heard what happened would ever give his consent. Even if he's being quiet, we would not be choshish that he's giving consent, because it was carried out in a very disgusting way, in a very degrading way. He would never accept this kedushin from this chasan. So Gemara wants to get a little bit more specific, and with this we'll close. Amale Rav Acha midifti l'Ravina bizayon demai. What exactly was demeaning in what he did? Was it the fact ibizayon diyarka? Was it the fact that he used a very lowly type of kedushin, meaning vegetables, ibizayon deshuka, or was it very demeaning in the fact that he used he did it in a marketplace, he did it in a shuk, which is humiliating? So which one of them was the reason why we assume the father would not give his consent when he hears about it, and he's quiet? We would not assume he gives his consent because it was done b'derech bizayon. Was it the fact that the Reuven gave her just vegetables, or was it the fact that he did it in the marketplace? What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina de kadosh b'kasa b'shuka. If he was mekadisher with money in a shuk. So, in the one hand, you don't have cheap vegetables here, so maybe it would be a good kedushin the father would accept. But on the other hand, he did it with a shuk, which is inappropriate. So, which one of these factors is the reason we are assuming that it's demeaning, and the father would never have accepted such a kedushin had he heard, if he heard, when he hears about it, and he's quiet? Says the Gemara, Ibekisha diyarka bevesa, or sorry, the Gemara gives another nafkamina, Ibekisha diyarka bevesa. Or let's say you have vegetables, but it's done in the house. So this is the flip. You have vegetables, which is not cheap. So it is cheap. And so it's not good kedushin on that regard. But he didn't do it in the shuk. He didn't do it in the marketplace. He did it in a house. So which one of the factors is it? If you hold the factor of bizayon is the factor of the type of kesef kedushin he gave. So in the first case, he used kesef. That should be good, even though he did it in the marketplace. And in the second case, he used vegetables, so it should be no good, even though he did it in the house. Or if you hold the bizayon was where the location of the kedushin was. So in the first case, it was done in a shuk, it was done inappropriately in a marketplace, so it won't work, even though he gave kesef. And in the second case, since he did it in the house, it would work, even though he gave cheap vegetables. Which one of these factors is the koveya of the bizayon, which would tell us that we will not assume the father, when he hears about it, will be choshish for his consent because if he's quiet? My, what's the halacha? Amar lei, Ravina says back, idi v'idi derech bizayon hu. Each one of these factors is an independent reason of bizayon. Either one, it doesn't make a difference. In both cases, we will say it's not a good kedushin. In order to be to have a proper chashash that maybe the father gave his consent when he hears about it and he's quiet, you have to fulfill two conditions. It has to be with kesef, and it has to be in a bias. If you fail to do one of those two things, either you do it with kesef, but you did it in the marketplace, or you did it with vegetables and you did it in the house, either one of those will not be a good kedushin. We will not assume the father would ever give consent to such a situation. We are about 12 to 15 lines from the top. Second to last word on the line is Hahu de Omar. We are continuing on with another Maisa regarding the capacity of a ketana who's mekabel kesef kedushin from a husband without the das of her father. So we have a maisa in front of us. Hahu de amar le krivai. There once was a certain man who said that he wanted to marry off his daughter to one of his own relatives. Behi amra le kriva. But his wife said back that she wants their daughter to marry one of her relatives. Kafte ad amar la tihava le krivai. So she forced him, she coerced him. Kafte means to force. The wife forced her husband to agree to give the daughter in marriage to one of her family relatives as opposed to his family relatives. Ad achli v'shase. So in the meantime, they made a l'chaim. Ad achli v'shase. They didn't do any kiddushin yet, but they were making like a nice suda. Ad achli. In the meantime, while they were eating v'shase and drinking, and they invited all their friends and family members to come to celebrate the arrangement that they're making with the daughter, with the mother's relatives. So they didn't do the kiddushin yet, but they were just having a preliminary feast. Asa krivei be'igra v'kitcha. All of a sudden, one of the family members of the father's side, Asa Krivei, one of the relatives came, Be'igra, he went to the attic, and he saw the girl there, Be'kitcha, and he was Mekadesh her, which was against the plan. The plan was to Mekadesh this daughter to the mother's side relatives. So all of a sudden, a father's relative came and did the Kiddushin first. So what do we say now? Do we say this Kiddushin was valid or not? In other words, do we say the father would stick to his guns, to what he originally agreed with to his wife, that he was going to marry off his daughter to the mother's side? Or do we say that maybe deep down he really wanted his daughter to marry the father's side, his side? And so he's happy and gives consent to the fact that his family member, his relative, his side, actually did the Kiddushin first. So which one will we assume? Amar Abaye, Ksiv Sheris Yisrael lo yasu avla, belo yidabru chazav. It says in Pasuk that Sheris Yisrael, Klai Yisrael, they don't do averas and they don't speak any lies. So it says Abaye, because this Pasuk is Megale, it reflects the personality of Klai Yisrael, that they don't say lies, they are Anshe Emes. So since we saw the father, although it's true, he initially wanted to marry his daughter to his own side, to his family members, but since the Maisa, he did agree and gave his word to his wife that he's going to marry his daughter to the mother's side, so we can assume that he's not going to be Dover Chazav, he's not going to speak lies, he's not going to go back on what he said, and therefore we do not assume that he gave any consent to the Kiddushin that took place between his side of the family and his daughter. The Kiddushin is not chal. The fact that the family member of the father's side went up to the attic and did it is not chal, because the father did not give his consent, because he would have kept his word to his wife as he told her originally. That's a biased position. Rava Amar, he also agrees, but he gives a different reason. Chazaka, ein adam toreach besuda umafsida. There is a chazaka, there is a presumption that a person is not going to be toreach, to go to such pains and to do such tircha, to do the suda, to make a whole suda, which he just did, and then to lose all the money. The whole suda that he just prepared with his wife was to celebrate the kiddushin that was going to take place between his daughter and the mother's side, the wife's side of the family. That was going to be the kiddushin that was going to take place. So he was making a preliminary feast to celebrate that. Chazaka, a presumption is that he's not going to drop all that money and then go back on that and accept the kiddushin of his side of the family with his daughter and have to make a whole nother feast. He's not going to go through the whole pain and do it all over again. He is going to stick to his guns and continue on, and he's not going to acquiesce to any kiddushin that took place between his father's, his side, and his daughter. So what is the nafkamina between Abaye and Rava? Lemaisa, both Abaye and Rava are saying that this father will not agree to the kiddushin that took place between his side and his daughter, but rather, he's going to respect their initial agreement, either Lefi Abaye because of he doesn't want to be a liar, he's not going to go back on his word, or Lefi Rava because he's not going to make another feast all over again. So what is the nafkamina between Abaye and Rava? Ma'i binayu? The Gemara answers, Ika binayu de lo tarach. The nafkamina will be where the father did not do any tircha in performing the seudah. Let's say the seudah was already paid for. Let's say the seudah was already all prepared for him in advance. So in that case, that would be the nafkamina. Lefi Abaye, we still would assume that he would not give his consent because he's not going to be a liar. He's not going to go back against his initial word. But Lefi Rava, who said that the only reason why he's not going to go back on his initial word and he's not going to give consent is only because he already made a preliminary feast. Well, hey, if someone is going to make another feast for him or it's going to be covered, etc., if it's going to be that there's no tircha in making another suda, then we will assume that he gave consent to the second, to the kedushin that took place on from his side of the family with his daughter, even though he initially agreed to his wife to do it to her side. And that is the conclusion. Either way, we assume he's not going, he's going to respect the initial agreement. But in this nafkamina case, there will be a nafkamina of whether or not the kedushin would be chal or not. Okay, Adkan, part 2.